This week's Phantom Penguin story is brought to you by TraderPenguin.com. Specializing in books and music by North State creators, your purchase supports the Phantom Penguin. TraderPenguin.com. Times are tough, and more people than ever are living on the streets, or more precisely, in the Greenbelt areas tucked away from the streets. The Phantom Penguin asks Don Kirk his opinion of the homeless situation in Redding, California.
From what I can see, it needs a campground. A lot of the people, especially ones that stay at the Mission, are in there for 30 days, then they have to go out for 30 days. And they have no place to go unless the Hope House will take them in. And even though, from what the police chief says, the Mission and Hope House have empty beds, they claim a lot of the time they're full.
The Phantom Penguin asked Kirk what was preventing the foundation of such a campground.
It's called City Council. The City Council won't even bring the matter up before on the agenda. I bring it up in the public comment section probably about 8 or 9 times now. I've had people come in with me and stand up and audience applause sometimes when I'm done speaking about it, and the City Council just ignores it. And as you heard last night, the city can do some things, but what Mr. Kirk wants, we just can't do.
And why do they have that impression that it can't be done?
That is a good question. The last police chief didn't want it at all. The current one says he favors it. At the same time, some of the answers he gave me when I spoke to him a couple of days ago, he sounded like he's trying to discourage me from it. Jones has told me if I bring it up in the public comment section at the council meetings, he would gladly put it on the agenda. I've asked, like I said, 8 or 9 times. It's never got on the agenda yet. I'm now starting to work on the supervisors because I understand the sheriff is actually looking into the possibility of a homeless camp.
Where could such a camp be located?
At the north end of Market Street on the Miracle Mile, on the left-hand side, you'll see a power substation. Behind there, the city back in the 1970s built a campground for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and it is legally a campground. But the city has closed it up because back in the late 70s, early 80s, the satanic worshippers went out there and were sacrificing animals, and so the city closed it.
And now, is that really true, or is that just a rumor?
That is true.
At least one other site has been proposed.
Chris Solberg has spoken with a woman who owns some land across from one river, and she has said she doesn't mind the homeless living there. But the city, of course, says no way, we're not going to allow it. And on top of that, there's a subdivision back behind, it's called the Henderson Track. Some of the members there are they're all NIMBYs, I guess, from what I understand, and which means not in my backyard, and will actually go out at night all by themselves, walking through the bushes looking for homeless people. When they find them, they call the police. Some actually want to be homeless, there's no doubt about that, you know. But there's others who would like to go to the Mission when they can, but when they're on that 30 day out, they have no place to go. If we had a legal camp, they wouldn't have to worry about getting a ticket, they wouldn't have to worry about the police harassing them. I'm involved in politics. I want to be on the city council to try and help people. A lot of people try and say that what I'm doing is to help me get elected. I look at it this way here. It's helping me get elected, yes. At the same time, I came into it originally and still plan to try and help people. But you can't help people that much if you're not in the office. If you're in the office, you can help a lot more.
The Phantom Penguin, as a matter of policy, does not endorse any candidate.
I've been working on this now for over 2 years. The last police chief we had was completely against a homeless camp. He's told me there's no way he would ever approve one. The new one says that, yeah, we could have one, except for the fact that it would have to have restrooms, have to have showers, have to have hot, cold, running water, have to have somebody running it, it would have to have police patrol, and he just goes on, and yet I look at cities like Sacramento, has a camp down there, they don't have all that. I look at Seattle, they have camps up there, they don't have all that. I look at Portland, same thing. So I don't know if he's saying he supports it and trying to shove me off the side or what he's trying to do. I really don't know. I hope he's sincere.
It is important to point out that Mr. Kirk's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this publication. Furthermore, if Police Chief Robert Poletti, former Police Chief Peter Hansen, Sheriff Tom Bosenko, homeless advocate Chris Solberg, Councilman Patrick Jones, or any representative of the Redding City Council, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, Henderson Open Space, Good News Rescue Mission, House of Hope, Boy Scouts of America, Girl Scouts of America, or the Church of Satan wish to dispute any of his claims, the Phantom Penguin will publish your point of view. For the Phantom Penguin, I'm Joe McGarrity. Support the Phantom Penguin directly by clicking on the donate button at phantompenguin.com.